Okay, today's daf is Avodah Zarah, daf Yud. We are on Tes Amud Beis on the last line. As we continue here with a couple of halachas of shtaris and dates, as we got into that yesterday when we had the brisa that discussed when exactly the Romans took over, and that was related to the Roman holidays that were listed in the Mishnah on daf Ches Amud Aleph, the Eidan Shalom Dikochavim, the Kalanda, and all the other ones. So related to those holidays, we got into exactly when they took over, because they had a holiday from when they took over, and then we got into a couple of other brises regarding the different dates. If you don't know what the date is, so then ask a sofer, ask a tana, v'chulu. So now we're up to Tesma Bay is the last line. Hushtara Davikasiv Bay Shlishin Yiserasa. It was a star that had 6 years extra. What does that mean? The date was 6 years from now. Right? It was a shtar meuchar l'chora. Right? It was you're standing in 1 year, and the date that's written is 6 years beyond where one is. Rashi says, for example, you're in the 500th year to the Malchus of Yavan, and it says the 506th year, Lava Ploni mi Ploni. And it doesn't say Shum Malchus, doesn't mention any type of specific dating on it. It just says the year. So what do you do? Do we assume that it is a shtar meuchar? And what's the nafkamina? That you can't collect. The lekuchos beforehand won't be able to be taken from. So do we assume it's really a later shtar or it's some other type of counting? So Savar Abanan Kamei Derabalamimar Hai Shtar Meuchar Hu. So the pashas is that it's a shtar meuchar. It's dated 6 years from now. So it's a shtar meuchar ni akve adamati zimnei velo tarif. We're going to delay until the time comes velo tarif, right? We assume somebody Reuven gave a loan to Shimon and he was very nice about it and he didn't want Shimon to have to pay him over the next couple of years. So he said, I'm going to date it in 6 years from now. So therefore, you won't have to pay and anyone who buys property from you, you know, won't be meshubad to the loan. So that's what Rabbanan thought in front of Rabba. Amar of Nachman, no. Hi Safra Davkana Kasve. The sofer was a bedafkanik. He was very dafka. He was very specific when he did it. Meaning Rashi, medaktik b'cheshbonosu. He's very medaktik. Ve'eno holich acharenu. And he's not going after. She'eno no maschilin limnos. Letchilas malchus yavan. Elo la'achar she'shanim. Rashi continues, as we mentioned yesterday. Shemolchu be'ela. Remember, there was a 6 year gap when they originally took over, but after the first 6 years, the Yavan took over, they didn't really start counting until 6 years later, because the Malchus wasn't spread out over the whole empire, it was only over Elam, so therefore, the difference between the 6 years might just mean those 6 years, but it might be, the date might be now, might not be 6 years from now. Back to the Gemara. Hai Safra Davkana Kasve, Vahanach Shishnin, De Malchu Be'elam. Those 6 years were when they had a Malchus in Elam. De Anan Lo Chashvidan Lahu. We don't calculate, including those years. Hu Kachashavlei, Ubizimne Kasve. It was written on time, it was written now. And therefore, the loan is payable now, and the Lekuchos would be Lekuchos. And you would be able to be take from Lekuchos. Titania Rabbi Yosi Omer, Sheishanim Malchu Be'elam, Ve'acharkach Pasha Malchusa B'chol Olam Kulo. And therefore, says Rav Nachman, you have to assume that it is not a shtar meuchar, and therefore it is collectible. It is collectible right now. Why wouldn't you say that? Why would we be leaning towards that also? Because it's not so common that people write shtar meuchar. Right, it's not common. Rashi says here again, Lo nicha l'chala meimer meucharu, l'feishein derech limchol shibudo. It's not so common for people to post-date the shtar so that it won't be collectible right away. He's already doing you a favor by lending you the money. Right, that itself is a mitzvah, im kesef talve. But to post-date it is even beyond, so we don't, if there's another choice, we don't assume that. So it's the Rabbana kamei d'Rabba, and then it is the Rav Nachman rejecting it, that is not what is done. Again, we mentioned what happened after those 6 years. Was that when Yavan really took over? Was that when the story of Maseches Yuma took place? I didn't read it yesterday, but that's the amazing Gemara in Yuma on Daf Samach Tes, where the Gemara discusses on Samach Tes Amid Aleph. There was one of the days in the Megillus Titus that they made a holiday. Why? Yom Shebikshu Akusim is based on Lakenu me Alexander's Mokdon. It was a day that the Kusim complained to Alexander that the Jews are rebelling. Lachrivo, Vinas Nolahem, Vovo Diva Shimonat Sadik Ma'asa, Lavash Big Day Kahuna. He put on the Big Day Kahuna. That's why this story is there in Yuma. Because the Shiloh was, you're allowed to wear the Big Day Kahuna, not doing the Avoda. So here it says, he put on the Big Day Kahuna, Vinas Atef the Big Day Kahuna. Second phrase, Lavash Vinis Atef. Umi Yakire Yisrael Imo, he took the most respected individuals with him. Viavuka Shalarbi Dehem, Vachal Alaila, Halalahokimitzev, a very graphic description of the story. The whole night they're walking this way and they're walking that way. Ad Sha'Allah Murashachar, until the dawn came. Kivan Sha'Allah Murashachar, Omar Lahem, Mialalu. He says, who are those people coming towards us? Amrullah Yehudim Shemardu Bakha, they're the Jews that have rebelled against you. Kivan Shahigiyala Antiparis, Zarchachama Upagu Zebazeh. The sun goes up and they see each other. Kivan Sharal Shemanat Sadik, Yarad Mimer Kavto Vihishtachavelafanav. When he saw Shimon HaTzadik, he got off his chariot, he bowed down. Amrulo, Melech Gadol Kamoscha, Yishtachvel Yehudi Zeh. This dirty Jew, you're bowing down to. Amar Lohem, Demus Diogno Sholzeh, Menatzachas Lefanai, Bebeis Malchusi. This is my good luck charm. Every time I go out to battle, I see him and I'm victorious. And then he says, why do you come? We daven for you in the Beis HaMikdash. What are you doing? The Kusiyim are in charge. Either way, this is the Gemara. Some say that after this agreement also, there are other sources that, external sources that he asked, you know, name your children after me. And that's where Alexander came from. But maybe that was, that story happened after the 6 years. Okay. Either way, that is the, discussion in our Gemara. Tosfos says on top, the fact that we're choshesh, that dafkana kasve, that it was really to the Greeks and it was 6 years off, mikan, this obviously is not accounting towards the Brias HaOlam, or else it would be a totally different count of the Yavanim. V'afilu dilego alafim v'hameos. Says Tosfos, also, if you're at a date in a shtar, whether it's a dine mabba, right, even if you leave out the thousands and the hundreds, raksha kasaf v'kafakach leprat, even if you just write the tens and the units, that would be good enough. Because you see here, they left out, and therefore, even if you left out Labriya Sa'olam, that would be okay. And that's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins, both in Ebenezer and Choshe Mishpat. I'll read it from Choshe Mishpat. Sibin Mem Gimel. The Shulchan Aruch, Im Hishvid HaSofer. If you don't write a date, Sofer V'lo Kasav Labriya Sa'olam. You didn't write Labriya Sa'olam. You wrote Labriya Sa'olam, right? That's the Sma talks about what the chiddush for that is. V'gam lo kasav chameishes alafim kasher. V'yafilu hishmina gamameos. V'lo kasav ala prada katan kasher. Says the Rama, you can't though write one the bigger one and the smaller one, and leaving out the middle one. Avalam kasav ha alafim v'gam a prada katan v'dilek hameos or asaras pasal. That's just confusing. That's just wrong. You write what year? Like 5, 7, 7, 8. You write 5 and 8. You don't write the 7, 7. Right, that's confusing. What does that mean? But if you don't write the thousands, right, if you don't write even the hundreds, you know, b'di'evit, it is okay. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes our discussion and our Tosfos. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin, in Parak Aleph, Halacha Chav Zayin, says the Rambam, v'chein tiknu, shiyumonin begitin, l'malchus oso azman, mishum shalom malchus. It's from Maseches Gittin. The minhag is to write the date going for the malchus wherever they are. Kasal shem malchus sheina hogenes v'chulu, and then the Rambam adds v'kfar nagu kol Yisrael limnos begitin oli yitzira either to Brias HaOlam o l'malchus Alexandros Mokdon shu minyan asharis or to the Greek count like our Gemara says. One of those two, that's the minhag. V'yem kasav l'shem malchus oso zman b'medina sheyesh barushus oso malchus hari zakasher. But if you ride to a different malchus and you're in a country which has that malchus authority, so then that's also okay. But the minhag is either Labriyas HaOlam, says the Rambam, or Alexander Mokdon. Shows the power that Alexander had at that time and the effect that minion had. Interesting. We add in one line. So in the quoted in the Tshuvas Mari Mintz, he quotes that we always say in our documents, because Ksuba is the most common one that we hear, Leminyan Sha'anumonun Khan. Right, then we write whatever the place is. Where does that phrase come from? So says the Mari Mintz, this is in Seder Aget, Lefisha lo b'chol makom hayanog limnos leminyan b'riyas ha'olam. Right, there's different, most of us, we do b'riyas ha'olam now, but let's say you're in a different place, you're doing minyan ashtaris. So that's why, in leminyan, according to what we do, leminyan shemon amon and kan, this is our minyan. El leminyan shnosam elaf achadome. Leficha kosun leminyan shen amon and kan, klomar shekan monin leminyan b'riyas ha'olam. So that's what we emphasize, acknowledging that there might be other minyanim that we are not following, but that is maybe where that suggests the Mari Mintz, where that phrase comes from that we're all used to, but maybe now we know the emphasis. Okay, so again, what was the case? There was a shtar that was dated 6 years from now. So the Rabbanan first thought to say it was a shtar meuchar, and then Rav Nachman says, no, it's a shtar right now. Right, it's not a meuchar, it was a shtar that was dated properly, but it was just the 6 years that they were off that they counted and we didn't count. So Maskav Larav Acha Bar Yaakov, Mimai Delamalchus Yavanim Maninan. How do you know that really the date is to Malchus Yavan? And that's what the whole basis of the discussion is with the 6 year gap. Dilma Liatsias Mitzrayim Maninan. Maybe it's Yitzias Mitzrayim, because if you do the math, how many years was it from Yitzias Mitzrayim until Binyan Bayis Rishon? And then Binyan Bayis Rishon was 410 years, then the 70 years, then 420 years. And, you know, and the Greek count is from 380 before the Churban HaBeis HaMikdash. Yitzias Mitzrayim was exactly 1,000 years before the Greek rule. Do the math. Rashi quotes also on the right side. Yitzias Mitzrayim at Churban, Elef V'Shin Pei Shanim. From Yitzias Mitzrayim until the Churban was 1,380. So remember, the Greeks started counting 380 years before the Churban. So it works out to be exactly 1,000 years from Yitzias Mitzrayim until the beginning of Minyan Ashtaris. So I asked the Gemara. Remember, sometimes you leave out the first 1,000. So how do we know this whole discussion is from the Greeks, and then you're off by 6 years, and it's not a Meuchar? Maybe it's from Yitzias Mitzrayim, and you're not off by 6 years, says the Gemara, Vishavke la Alpha Kama, and they left off the Alpha, the first 1,000, Vinach the Alpha Basra, Bahai Mucharu, and it is Mucharu. Right? Because it's exactly from the parallel, just off by 1,000. So why do you assume it is from right now? Maybe it is Meuchar. We'll get back to that. Amar Rav Nachman, Begola Ein Monin El Malcha Yivanim Bilvad. Right, that's the, in Golas, they only go from, Yivanim. You know, they don't go from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Who savar dechuyi kamadchilei? He, Rav Acha, thought that Rav Nachman was just being doche him. You know, this is what we do in Golos, and he was just being doche. But nafak dakva ashkach. He went out and found the brisa that says it beferish. Tatanya begola imonin ella lamalche yivanim bilvad. So that's why don't be choshesh that it was from Yitzias Mitzrayim. Period. Stop there for a moment. Why might we have been choshesh that it was from Yitzias Mitzrayim? Because there is a mitzvah of zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. And many different contexts and many different mitzvahs talk about that, right? We've discussed many times the Ramban in Parshas Shmos, in Parshas Bo, relating to the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim, which we'll read in a second. But even before we get to there is a major mystery. There's probably 5 or 10, right? Not too many more, but 5 or 10 major discussions in the Rambam, in the Minyan HaMitzvahs, as to why he left out certain mitzvahs. Why he did not count certain mitzvahs in his Minyan HaMitzvahs. So, Yishuv Eretz Yisrael is a big one, and Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is another big one. The Rambam left out the mitzvah, the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Rambam counts Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. But the Rambam does not list off Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, why is that? That's a major problem. So there's the Ar Sameach, the Ar Sameach and Hilchos Kriyas Shema discusses that there are different types of dinim derabanan. There are some dinim derabanan that are based on an event that happened after the Torah was given. That's why it's derabanan, right? Chanukah and Purim. There are some dinim derabanan that are expanding on a din d'oraisa that, you know, you have to add on certain details, gzeira or the like, right? And there are other dinim derabanan that the Meshechachma, the Arsameya calls hafakat ratzon habore. It's just Hashem left it out because he wants chazal. He wants it to come with the initiation and the initiative of the people. And he suggests Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim is one of them. And that's why the Rambam doesn't mention it, because he wants Am Yisrael to recognize that is a major tenet and what one has to do. Sometimes a parent won't tell a child something because that parent wants the child to figure out himself. You know, based on everything that I've taught you, I'd expect and I'd hope that this is what you do and this is what you feel. So that's another type of Din D'Rabbanan, that it was left out, you know, based on the Ratzon Hashem That's the Or Sameach and Hilchas Kriya Shema. But others, the Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, and others suggest a different answer. It's Daraisa. And this is an approach that we have to many of the mitzvahs that are left out. It is Daraisa, but it's included in something else. Like the Rambam's Machlokas Rambam Ramban, about how many times is there a mitzvah of Kriya Shema every day? And how many times is there a mitzvah of Ketores? And how many times is there a mitzvah of the Karbet Tzvidim? And how many times is there all these mitzvahs that we do twice a day? So the Rambam counts all of those as one mitzvah. The two Kriya Shemas are one mitzvah. The Rabban says, how can you say it's one mitzvah? You know, there's a mitzvah to do it by day, the mitzvah to do it by night. You can't do the day by night or night by day. Of course it's two mitzvahs. Or the Karbanas Tamid. So we've discussed that machlokas in the past, but another example where the Rambam counts less. But Reb Chaim says, you know where the mitzvah of Zechir Siyas Mitzrayim is in the Rambam? It's included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. And it's the Rambam Lishitaso. Why? What is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? To be Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim. So how are we Mekabel O Malchus Shemayim? Not only to be Mekabel O Mitzvos. Not only to talk about Avas Hashem and Yiras Hashem. But also, part of that is to remember that Hashem took us out. Zechiras Yisias Mitzrayim. That's part of Kabbalah Somalcha Shemayim. And that's exactly what the Rambam says. Because the Rambam says, what is the mitzvah of Kriya Shema? Discussion in the Rishonim on the first Daf and Shas. When I say the mitzvah d'araisa of Kriya Shema, what do I have to say to be yotzei the mitzvah d'araisa? Yes, Chazal have now expanded it. And it could be that if I don't do what Chazal say, so then I'm not even yotzei on the d'araisa level. A separate discussion about the Rabbanans affecting d'araisas. But, per se, before the rabbis came along, what was the mitzvah d'araisa of Kriya Shema? So that is a major machlokas we've shown him. The Ramban says, first pasuk. That's it. First pasuk, that's the mitzvah of Kriya Shema. Maybe Baruch Shem, added on. But first pasuk. Rashi, first daf and shas, also the first parsha. Tosvos, also the second parsha. Rambam, all three parshios. The Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, says, Mahu kore shalosh parshios elu. Vein shema, vayim shema, vayomer. You don't get any impression that vayomer is any different than the other two. So yes, it's about the mitzvah of tzitzis, but the reason that we say that is because of the last line. So according to the Rambam, the third parsha of Kriya Shema is included in the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Daraisa. That's the Rambam Lishitaso, because that's the Chiras Yisias Mitzrayim, and that is included in the mitzvah Daraisa. Right? That is the Rambam. Okay, the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema. So maybe that's also part of behind our Gemara. That is what the Gemara mentioned, that maybe it's a Chiras Yisias Mitzrayim is counting towards those days until the Gemara rejected it and said, yeah, but nobody does that in the Gola. We do a lot of other mitzvahs. That's the Ramban. Maybe we won't read it now. We'll read it afterwards at this time. The Ramban in the end of Parshas Bo, where the Ramban discusses why are there so many mitzvahs that are Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim, even more than any other. It's not even close. Any other event in history, right? Zecher L'Yetzias Mitzrayim has many mitzvos, right? 10, 15 mitzvos. There's no other event that has more than one or two mitzvos. So, the Ramban discusses why that's such a defining element in our lives, the mitzvah of Zechiras Yitzias Mitzrayim. So, Hashem, we'll get back to that. Says the Gemara though, Amar Ravina Masisa Namideka. Ravina says, our Mishnah is also Miduyak, right? That we count L'malchus Yavan. Why? Ditznan. Because, meaning not only our Mishnah, but Mishnayis, where we're going to put together a couple of Mishnayis. The Mishnah says at the beginning of Rosh Hashanah, Ditznan, Bechad ben Nisan, Rosh Hashanah, L'malachim L'Argalim. First day of Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for kings and holidays, right? What's Regalim? Pesach Shavuot Sukkot. It starts with Pesach, where it gets into, what is that? Baal Ta'acher, all different halachas of what, Pesach being the first holiday, what's the Nafkamina? But we're going to focus on the Malachim. V'yamrina l'malachim l'may hilchasa. What does it mean that Rosh Hashanah is the beginning, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Malachim? Amrev chisul ashtaris. It means when you date a star to the date of when the kings ascended to the throne, right when Rosh Chodesh Nisan came, that's a new year. Even if he became to the throne a couple of weeks before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, right when Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, that's year two. Right, that's what it means, Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah le-Melachim. So that's what the word l'shtaras means. So Rosh Chodesh Nisan is Rosh Hashanah le-Melachim. Vitnan, but we also have the Mishnah, the continuing that Mishnah, Bechad b'Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah l'Shanim u'l'Shmitim. First day of Tishrei, Rosh Hashanah, as we call it, is Rosh Hashanah for Shanim and Shemitah. V'yamrina l'Shanim l'Mahilchus, and we said, what is the word l'Shanim? Shemitah, okay, Shemitah starts at Tishrei. What about l'Shanim? What does that mean? V'yamrav chista l'Shtaris. Same thing. as the Rosh Hashanah to Nisan. So Kasha Shtaris Ahadadi, right? So we ask the Kasha, how could Shtaris, there could be two Rosh Hashanahs for Shtaris, one for Nisan, one for Tishrei. Umishaninan, and we answered that, Stira, Kan Lamalchi Yisroel, Kan Lamalchi Ovdei Kochavim. Depends which kings you're counting from. Different kings start from different days. The Malchi of the Kochavim Tishrei Maninan. For the Malchi of the Kochavim, that goes by Tishrei. The Malchi Yisrael Minisan Maninan. The Malchi Yisrael, you go by Nisan, because that was the Yisias Mitzrayim, and it's only appropriate that the source of all Malchas, the source of everything we have in terms of our, you know, independence, goes back to Yisias Mitzrayim. That's why Jewish kings go from Nisan. But V'anan Hashta Mitishrei Maninan. And we count from Tishrei, right? Our years. Tavshin, right? Ayin Ches. Our years, we know, go from Tishrei. So that's all background to the point, right? To prove from this Mishnah that we're assuming Yavan. And if we say that we go by Yitzias Mitzrayim, min Nisan bina lemimne, right? Well, what's the whole discussion of the Jewish kings going by Tishrei? So if Yitzias Mitzrayim is a value, and that's what we do, then you should go from Nisan. But we don't do that. So you see that that's the minhag to use, that what we called yesterday the minyan hashtaros, it's used, and that's why we go from Tishrei and not from Nisan. Why do Malche Ovdei Kochavim go from Tishrei? Why do they go from Tishrei? We go, the Jewish kings go from Nisan, fine, because that's a Jewish remembering of what we went out. But what is Tishrei? So Tishrei we know is Bria Sa'olam. So Bria Sa'olam, that makes, you know, when a king ascends to the throne, he's connecting to, he's the creation of his Malchus, the physical creation of his Malchus, and therefore he goes by Bria Sa'olam. Remember, Tosfos in Masechet Rosh Hashanah discusses the Machlokas Tanoim about when the world was created. B'Tishrei Nivra Olam or B'Nisan Nivra HaOlam. Right? That's a discussion earlier in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. But it's Tosfos, I think we mentioned this Tosfos yesterday, outside, it's Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Chav Zayin, where Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam says, Eilu ve'eilu devir l'kim chayim. They're both right. Both are Balazar and Rabbi Yeshua. And he notes, U'mashi Yisid Balazar Kalir, B'Geshem, D'Shmini Atzeres, Kurebi Eliezer, Damar B'Tishrei Nivra HaOlam, U'Bishal Pesach Yised Kurebi Yeshua, the Baal HaYotzros, the one that wrote the special Yotzros for Chazaras HaShatz, he mentioned both of these, right, in the Tfilas Geshem and the Tfilas for Pesach. Omer Rabbeinu Tam, De'elu ve'elu Divrei Elokim Chayim, V'Yigal HaMeimar De'B'Tishrei Ala B'Machshav HaLivros, V'lo Nivra HaNisan. Right, Tishrei was all about Machshava, and it wasn't Mitil Nisan. And that's maybe, he doesn't add it, but maybe that's also what it means. He quotes another parallel, like in the Gemara in Erevin, Gabi Adam, all about Machshava Libra Shnayim, all about Nivra El Echad. Right, Gemara in Ksubis also. But again, that might also connect to the fact that we say Hayom Haras Olam. Hayom Yamed B'Amishpat. What's Haras? Haras is pregnancy, not birth. We don't say Hayom Leidas Olam, because it was the original thought that happened on Tishrei. Right, and that was the Machshava. And then it was actually fulfilled later on. And maybe that even connects to, had a Shabbat Shuvah drasha about this many years ago, where the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, fascinating Gemara, in Daf Mem Tes or so, where the Gemara says that if a man goes over to a woman and says, Hariya Mekudeshes Li Amanasha Ani Tzadik, and he's a Rosh Gamor. So what's the halacha? Mekudeshes. Shema Hirher Tshuva Belibo. Maybe he was Maharher B'Tshuva. He didn't do Tshuva. He's a Rosh Gamor. Why should they even be a suffix mukudashas? Machlok has shown him, whether it's mukudashas vaadai or mishum suffix. But this hear her tshuva is already something, is already significant. Maybe that's Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is about the hear her tshuva. It didn't take place yet. You didn't have Aseres Yimei Tshuva yet. You didn't have Yom Kippur yet. But it's the hear her, right? We know Rosh Hashanah. We don't even talk, we say vidui on Rosh Hashanah. It's about the decision. It's about the original thought. Because that's exactly paralleling, so to speak, Kaviyachal Barakadosh Baruch Hu did on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah is about Olah B'Machshava, B'Livros HaOlam. And only by Tishrei was it actualized. So maybe that's the message of what Rosh Hashanah is about for us as well, in terms of the tshuva process. It's the decision. And then once we do that, then we have to put it into play throughout the Aseres Yimei Tshuva leading up to Yom Kippur. Good. Two dots. Says the Gemara. The Yom Ginus Yishal Malchayim Bechulu. So one of the lists, one of the holidays listed was Yom Ginusya. So my Yom Ginus Yishal Malchayim. What does that mean? By the way, I'm sorry, I didn't mention, the Rishonim discuss Chazakos in the Gemara that we just did. Right, we have a Shtar Me'uchar. the date is 6 years from now, and we're suggesting maybe it's written on time. So why is that? Why do we even get into that? Isn't there a cheskas mamon? Is a cheskas kashrus of the shtar? So the Rishonim discussed that, the Ritva and others here, we didn't mention it, about when is the Yad Bala Shtar ala Tachtona, but not for now. My Yom Gedusya Shamal Chayam, so I asked the Gemara, what is that Yom Gedusya? Amar Yehuda, the Yom Shema Midinbo, Ovdei Kochavim Es Malkam, the day that the king became the king. V'yotanya Yom Genuska V'yom Shema Midinbo Es Malkam. There's a brace that says there are two different days, so it can't be one explaining the other. Lokasha Hadidei Hadibrei. No, there are different days. There's the day that the king becomes king, and there's the day that the king's son becomes king in the king's lifetime, and that also is a day that they celebrate. Says the Gemara, Omi Mukmi Malka Bar Malka. Is it really true that in Umos Ha'olam, the king, the Malchus is hereditary? Right? V'atani Rav Yosef. Hine Katon Nisaticha Bagoyim. Pasuk in Ovadia. Right? If we're talking about Rome, it's probably going to be in Ovadia. Right? Because Rome is, the Ovadia is about Esav. That's the Haftarah for Parshas Vayishlach. It's all about Esav. So, Ein Moshiv and Melech ben Melech. So I made you small amongst the Goyim. That's a reference to saying that they don't have, Melech ben Melech. Right? The people decide, you know, who the king is going to be. Bazuya Tama'od, Shein Lai Lo Ksav Ala Lashon. And what does Bazui mean? That they don't have their own Ksav and Lashon. What does that mean? They don't have their own Ksav and Lashon. Says Rashi, third wide line, may lashon ksav lashon shalromiim may uma acheres ba'alahem acherim tiknu lem kol sifreim. They don't have their own in indigenous language and ksav. It all is borrowed from others. All comes from elsewhere. Astosis. Many nations have that. Every time you start a new country, it's like a compilation and putting together of many, you know, melting pot languages. Astosis, quotes Rashi, Pierce Pekuntris, Shenil Kalashon and Milashon Umos Vitema, Ta B'nei Yishmael, U B'nei Keturah, V'amonu Moav, Shandu Achadu Aflaga, Me'ayin Bo'alem Lashonam, Imlo Me'um Acheres. Right, all of the Umos have that. Lakach Pierce Ri, Ksav Lashon Chashuv, Shamalachim Ishtam Shibokin Chachmas Yevanis. Doesn't mean they don't have their own, it means they don't have a nice, significant, you know, superior type of language that is used, that's known in the Gemara as Ksav, right, Yevanis, and maybe, Latin, other types, but either way, what they have is not a significant and important, and Tosu says that's the pshat. If you look in the Ben Yoyada here, he notes, interestingly, says the Ben Yoyada, sorry, I just lost the place, says the Ben Yehoyada, here in when he talks about the languages, and he discusses what does it mean, katon bagoyim nezavtich, so that means the paper came out, here we go, says, he quotes, Iker Kibir Shrashizal. Shapirish Aksava Lashon Shalahem Bachum Yamacheris. Vikachavi Kimul Rabbana, Bososman, the rabbis of the time recognized that reality. Vikasher Timsa Ata. Ki Malchus, when did the Ben Yoyada live? End of the 1800s. Ki Malchus Shel America. Ein Lahem Lashon Mishalahem. Ela Lakwa Lashon Mamlachos Shel Anglius. Dekadim Lehu. He says, you have America. What, they have their own language? Ein Lahem Loksav Lashon. Right? It came from England. Vehem Dabr Matabalashon Anglius. Malchus Britannia. Vikach Kim Lahula Rabbanan. De Osam Ramoy, Shayukbana Kodem Lachu, Halashon, Vamichlev Shalemi Malchus Acheris. That was there. That was that's what they realized. Were there other countries like this? Yes. Maybe it developed more. Maybe the other languages, they took some of the roots of their language, then they developed it into their own language. But English and English, right, that's maybe a different emphasis of a couple of different words here and there, but, you know, that's basically the same language. And that's so he says, America would also be in this category of Ein Lahem Lo Ksav Lo Lashon, according to that pshat. The Rav Nevezal writes in his Agada, on V'ro Mamtano Mikal Lashon, right, when it comes to, maybe ultimately, there's only one language that has some special significance. That, of course, is Lashon HaKodesh. Lashon HaKodesh, being the inherent language. There's something inherent about it. Roma Mamtonu Mikol Lashon. Right, we've discussed often the Machlokas Rambam and the Ramban. The Ramban quotes the Rambam in the beginning of Parashas Kisisa on the Shekel HaKodesh line. He says, once we're talking about Shekel HaKodesh, let me talk about Lashon HaKodesh. What's Lashon? What makes Lashon HaKodesh Kodesh? So the Rambam writes in Mor Nevuchim, the Rambam quotes it, because there's no words that are inherently abhorrent, or what we would call a dirty word. There's no dirty words in Hebrew, right? There's no word for a husband and wife being together. It's just Bia. Bia means entering in. There's no word for special word for a bathroom. It's Beis HaKisei, right? Or Sheirutim. Right, place where you use, and there's no special, the mei raglayim, right, the water of the legs, right, there's no separate word for that in Lashon HaKodesh. Again, Lashon HaKodesh does not mean modern Hebrew. There are modern Hebrew words that's not part of Lashon HaKodesh, Rachman al-Islam. But says the Ramban, quoting the Rambam, Mor Nevuchim, that makes it Kodesh. And the Ramban argues, the Ramban says no. What makes it Kodesh is that Hashem spoke to his Nevi'im in this language. And the Hashem created the world with this language. Right? I'll call this person Isha, Kimei Ish Lukachazos. Right? Nivra Ha'olam B'Lashon HaKodesh. And the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Dalet. If you don't remember that Gemara, that's an amazing Gemara to review the code of the Jewish Aleph Beis, Kuf Dalet. The code of the Jewish Aleph Beis, where the Gemara goes through every letter of the Aleph Beis, and it's magic. Why is the resh facing this way, and the kuf, and whatever all the letters stand for, right? Aluf bina, gemol dalim, right? That's, hevav, huzan, and chan, and metiv, and, right? All the, right? Mem stuma, mem sucha, every letter, right? Is magical. It's not just a convention. And really, ultimately then, that Lashon HaKodesh is the only real language, even though the Gemara here is emphasizing that even amongst the convention language, if you don't have your own, so that's something more inferior, and that's what Avadi was talking about. Okay, but either way, what do we get from that Brisa? That you're not Mukmi Melech Ben Melech. So the Gemara says, Ela, there's a Meshech Chachma, if you want to look this up, also it talks about this line of Melech Ben Melech, in Bamidbar Chaf Yurches. But we'll continue. Ela Mayom Genuscha Yom Aleda. So what's Yom Genuscha? The birthday. The king's birthday. That's Yom Genuscha. Yom Aleda. V'atanya, Yom Genuscha of Yom Aleda. We have another Brisa that says they're two different things. Lokasha adideha debrei. Again, maybe it's his birthday and his son's birthday. V'atanya, Yom Genuscha shishalo. Yom Genuscha shabano. Yom Aleda shalo. Yom Aleda shabano. We have another Brisa that says they're all different. Right? So we need another pshat. What's Yom Genuscha? Ella, try number three. Ella ma Yom Genuscha Yom Shema Midin Bo Malcolm. The day that they appoint their king, we had a brisa before that said it's separate. V'lokasha hadi deha debrei. We said that before also. We're still stuck. V'kasha l'chad lo mukmi malka bal malka. We said how could he appoint a son in his lifetime? Usually they don't have a melech ben melech. Ayde she'elo mukmi. If the king asks for his son to be the king from the senate, from the parliament, so then it can happen. Kagon asviris bar Antoninus de malach, like the son of Antoninus. The friend of Rebbe, Asviris Bar Antoninus. And once we mention him, Baruch Hashem, we have some great stories here with Antoninus and Rebbe. Again, Avodah Zarah, remember, it's the only Masechta in Shas that starts off with Agadata. So right here, 10 blad in, we have some more coming up. But just even before that, once we're talking about birthdays, just to mention one comment about birthdays, we know that the only birthday mentioned in Tanakh is Paro. So, you know, maybe birthdays aren't something to celebrate, but there's a big discussion in the poskim about it. If you look at the Minhag Yisrael Torah, which is a Sifrei Minhag that's based on Al Seder Ha Shulchan Aruch, so he quotes all the tshuvas relating to various birthdays. The Chavos Yoyer, my father likes to quote this tshuva, Simen Ayin, right? Nothing's coincidence. From your 70th birthday, every birthday has a Sudas Mitzvah. You make sure to say in Shivim Shana, right? And after that, so every birthday from 70 on, he says, Sarach Lavarach Shechianu, V'ish Lasso Suda, D'ish Lomar Davi Sudas, Sudas Mitzvah. Right? And that's similar to the Gemara Moed Katan, Daf Chavches, Rav Yosef made a party, Kiavi Bar Shisin, Abad Lahu, Yomatavala Rabbanan, Amar Nafkas Limi Karis. And the Kapachayim says, maybe you should get a Pri Chadash and cover it, but many different, Shuvah. The Shuvah is Beis Yisrael, he quotes here, from 80 years he made a party. Right? And others don't do it because of Ayin Hara. Any different this? He says, "Vihine, it's a lumos olam aminag lasa suda b'chol yom uledet avalokin etsi Yisrael." Why? To beemes tov lo shelo nivra mishenivra, as the Gemara says in Erevin. But then the others say no. But that's only once you haven't lived the life of Torah and Mitzvahs. If you've lived the life of Torah and Mitzvahs, then it's yosef tov shenivra, yosef mishelo nivra. Right, and then it quotes the Ben Ishchai, Yesh Noagin Lassos V'Kol Shanas Yom Aleid Eliyantif V'Simin Yafe V'Chein Noagin Bebeitenu V'Chein Mevi Sham Noagin Lassos Suda B'Yom Shenichnas Bebris V'Shalavim Avinu. Some make a party on the day of their anniversary of their bris. Okay, interesting. Then he quotes from the Chassam Sofer and others, you should use it as a day of Tefillah and Torah, you have special power, quoting the Yerushalmi and Rosh Hashanah, right, the Rishonim quote this Yerushalmi, that when Amalek came to fight Bnei Yisrael, they dafka used people, they wanted to use people with on their birthdays, because they have special schoolers and powers. Shalmalek shalachem emisol bachar nashem shahaya az yom ho ladatam. Right, why? Because Hamazel sholeit by Yomahu. The Ksav Sofer used to make a siyum on every one of his birthdays, and he quotes in the Hagdama of his Sefer, the Oaleah, 30-page Hagdama to the Ksav Sofer on Chumash, so he quotes that on his Uviprat, b'yom shenichlas loshnas chaf aleph, when you become 21, you have to be Torah or Tefillah, and then he quotes also there, he says, one time a Talmud walked into the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer was crying hysterically. He says, why are you crying? He says, I'm 54 years old today. Nun dalet shanim. And I'm thinking about din, right? Dalet nun, thinking about din. And what have I done all my life? Umatzasim b'lo tachlis arbe, ein b'lo torah v'lo chachma v'lo tzidkus, v'lo ma lo efke. And the Talmud says, oh, I better start crying. Ukishmoa Talmud tzivei rabba bacha gamu, ki barazim naflash al heves, asher kol yamav lo wasak lapatorah v'avodah gmil chasadim. Right, what am I going to do? Mayanu ezovi akir, asher be'emes, bilush nosem be'behala. Either way, lo maisa, to use the birthday in an appropriate way. And there's a story that I heard from a source that one time there was a boy in elementary school, whatever it was, and he came in and told his Rebbe, you know, it's my birthday. It's my birthday today. His Rebbe's like, oh, we don't believe in that. He's like, I don't know. My grandfather sends me a birthday card every year. He says, hey, who's your grandfather? He says, Moshe Feinstein. So he says, you know, that's the Moshe Feinstein. He said he sends his grandchildren birthday cards. So for Moshe Feinstein could say, send his child a birthday card and use it as a time of showing Ava Va'achva. So I guess the Rebbe, you know, took it and said, okay, I guess your grandfather's allowed to do that. Okay. Anyway, we continue. Oh, there is another birthday mentioned in Shas, as we know Moshe Rabbeinu. It's just that Haman, you know, thought that the Yahrzeit would have more power than the birthday, but he got it wrong. Amar Antoninus the Rebbe, here we go, second wide line. Be'ina de Yimloch Asviris Bar Tachosi. Antoninus said to Rebbe, I would love my son. Antoninus was a Roman king. He was one of the good ones, and he was friendly with Rebbe, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi. So he says, I would love my son to take my position, but I don't know exactly how I'm going to convince the parliament. V'tisavit Tveria Kalanya. And I also want to make Tveria a colony. What does that mean? You know, maybe Rabbi Yonasi lived in Tveria. I want to get them off from taxes. I want to somehow make them independent. So how do I do those two things? V'yemelehu chada avdi trelo avdi. I want to do both, but I know they're only going to give me one request. I'm not going to be able to succeed in both. So what did Rabbi Yonasi do? He didn't want to tell him beferish because he didn't might want to get him in trouble. So he did something. Aisi gavra, he brought a person. Arkevei achavrei, he put one person on the shoulders of another person. V'yav le yona le iloi biyadei, and he gave the person on top a yona. V'yomer le tata, and he told the one on the bottom, Emar le ela de la mifrach min yadei yona. Let the yona go free. Tell the bottom one to tell the top and let the yona go free. So what does all this mean? The Amar, so Antonita says, oh, I got it. Shma mina, hachi amarli. This is what he means to tell me. Ad boy minayu, da asveris bri yimlof tahtoi. You know, go tell him I want asveris. That symbolizes that somebody on his shoulders, right? Somebody who's going to take over for him. And then, let the dove free, let the Jews free. Then he, when he's king, he'll be able to make Tveria a colony and get him off from taxes. Ve'emolei lasveris, de tevit Tveria kalanya. Right, so that way you could do both of them, right? The Jews are compared to doves. So we know the Elisha Balkanafayim Gemara, two places in Masechah Shabbos, where the tefillin turned into Kanfei Yona. Because Bnei Yisrael are Nimshul Yona, just like the wings protect the Yona, so two mitzvahs protect Klal Yisrael. Shabbos Kuf Lamed. Omer Le, Mitzaren Li Chashuvi Ramoi. So Antonita says to Rebbe, these Romans are bothering me. Ma'ayale legina, what did Rebbe do? He went into the garden. Kol yom akale pugla mimishra kameh. Every day he picked up a radish. Picked up one radish. That was the message somehow. Amar le, shvami no hachigar marle. So he must be telling me that Antoninus is worried that they're going to rebel against him. So it's basically pikuach nefesh and his rodef. So Rebbe Yehuda Anasi was telling him how to get rid of them. Don't just like kill them all at once, but currently at tol chad chad minayu for tiskarabo bukulu. Don't try to get them all at once. It's not going to succeed. One by one, and in that way you'll be able to keep your malchus and protect your government. That's the why the pugla. Ben Yoyada again here discusses why dafka a pugla. A pugla, we know from elsewhere, has the leaves on top and most of it's below. So also you have to do something hidden and some on top and some below. V'lemele meimar bade. Why didn't he just tell him beferish? Why didn't he tell him beferish all these things? Amar shami chashuve romi mitzareli. Right now, somebody's going to hear about it. V'lemele belachas. Why didn't he just whisper it? Mishum tachziv ki ofa shamayim yulechazakol. The word's gonna get out. The walls have ears, as the saying goes. The bird's gonna say. Right, the Ben Yoyada says, maybe this means Shadim, maybe this means Ruchos, whatever it is. Havi lehahu brata deshmagira. Antoninus had a daughter, whose name was Gira. Kavda Isura, and she was Mazana. Machlokes, was she Mazana, was she Chaya Misa, was she not Chaya Misa? Right, not 100% clear. Right, Rashi and Tosas both discussed that right here. Shadale Gargira. So, he, Antoninus sent Rabbi a Gargira. Gargira is a type of seed, but he meant to hint to her, my Gira, my daughter, Nigrar was pulled after and she followed her Yetzirah. Shadale Kuzbarta. And Rabbi Danasi sent back a Kuzbarta. What's a Kuzbarta? Kosbarta. Right, that means your daughter is chayev. What am I supposed to do? Shadarle Karsi. He sends back to Rebbe Karsi a leak. But that's like the word kares, saying, I have no children, so my family is going to be cut off. Maybe his son had died by this time. Some suggest, Shalach lechasa. So he sends him back chasa. Okay, chas, rachmanis. Right? Look at rachmanis. So this is where Tosa discusses. If she was really chayev as Misa, how could Rebbe say this? Oh, just because that you're not going to have any progeny, right? You can get off the hook? That's what Tosa discusses. Maybe she wasn't Chayev Es Misa, and Rebbe was just clarifying what he had said before. He meant to say something else. Period. Kol yom avishadale dava pricha b'matarta b'matrasa. Every day, Antoninus sent Rebbe a bag of crushed gold. V'chit yefumaya, but on the top of the bag, he put wheat, so nobody would know what's in it. But he was giving Rebbe secret gold. Amar lehu, tu yechit to the Rebbe. And he would tell his servants, here, bring this wheat to Rebbe. Amar le Rebbe, lots of richner. He says, what are you doing? I don't need this. Isli tuva, I have plenty. Right, as Yaakov Avinu says, yeshli kol, amar levu leman de basrich. So he says, okay, keep it for your kids. Keep it for your kids. Yidiyavi le basroi, de asu basrach, de asu minayu v'nef golayu. Why? Because after all, your kids are probably going to need it, and maybe one day they are going to need it from the future Roman leaders who are going to take taxes from you. And, you know, you and your children and your grandchildren, they're all going to, you know, keep the gold. It's always good to have. Havile, it's one of the amazing stories. Havile, Ahu Nakrasa, there was a tunnel. Davi Ailimi, basically, it's Rebbe. There was a secret tunnel that went from the Antoninus' house, palace, to the house of Rebbe. House of Rebbe, why did he go there? Rashi, two words, Lomo Torah. To learn Torah, right, one of the sources in Shas about teaching a non-Jew Torah, right, putting all these together with the other two Gemaras that says you're not allowed to teach a non-Jew Torah. Here, Rebbe obviously taught him Torah. How was he able to do that? Various different explanations. Kol yom avi maisi trei avdi. Every day he took two servants with him, right? It wasn't appropriate for the king to go out without two servants. And what did he do? Chad katli ababa de Rebbe. One of them he killed when he went into Rebbe's house. He didn't want him to say why, that where he was. V'chad katli ababa de beise. And when he killed, when he got back. Okay, that's pretty amazing. But wouldn't the first one, like, be scared and run away? Says the Ben Yoyada. No, it must be that he went out into the tunnel, he left one there. And then he took the other one, and then when he got back, he's like, oh, where's your friend? And, you know, that's, he took care of it. Ask Tosfos, even before we continue. How'd he be, it's one of the Sheva Mrs. Menoach murder. And he just killed the servants. Tosfos has 2 days. Either he took people that were on death row anyway. He took people that were Chayim Misa. Right? I don't know how trustworthy those guards were, right? And every day he did this with so many people. So number one, right? That's the second day in Tosas. Hayaborer minim v'hamisoros, right? Number one. And the second day, which is the first in Tosas, is Yarei. They would have been Mosrim. They would have been, Rodev, because they would have gone and told the Romans, and the Romans would have killed Antoninus. So that's why. Shehaya Yarei pen yodio adavar lasarim v'yagarvan lahargo. Right? Interesting. What it says is Lashon Shehaya Yarei pen yodio. If there's a Suffolk Rodev, you allowed to kill him? Suffolk Rodev. Right, this story, the Chashukhi Chemet here discusses a story in the Holocaust. There was a case where a Jew had a suffix about helped another Jew do something and learn and then do a bris milah. I'm sorry, helped do a bris milah, and there was a Nazi guard that saw, and he said, you know, you're really not allowed to do that. So is he going to go tell his superior and come back and kill the Jew or not? Suffolk Rodef. Is that enough to be, right? So you, be machmir in what direction? Be machmir and kill him, or be machmir in your own life? Right, so how is it? But here's one of the sources. Because here, pen, maybe, it's not a vadai, so maybe, and still he was able to do that. Either way, Amarle, Antonidas tells Rabbi, whenever I come, I don't want anybody here. I don't want anybody here in the room. Okay? Yom achadash kei Rabbi Chanina bar Papa, Davi Yosef, one time he comes in and Rabbi Chanina bar Papa is sitting there. Omar, he says, lo aminu lecha be'idna da'asina, lo nishka kvar kamach, didn't I tell you? I don't want anybody here when I come. Omar lei, he answers a great line, lestein barinish. This, he's not a man. This man, he's not a man. Don't worry about it. He's not a man. What does that mean? He's not a man. Let us continue. Omar lei, elo hu avda degoni ababa tekom velesei. Not a man, he's basically saying he's very special, he's like a malach. So, Antoninus wants to test him and says, you know what, my servant's outside, can you go bring him in please? Omar zor Rabbi Chanina bar Chama, ashkechei davi katov. He sees he's killed, he's dead. So Omar hechi avid, he said, what am I supposed to do now? E ezel. Ve'emalei dekatov, if I say he's dead, eim yishivin ala kalkala. You're not supposed to be the bearer of bad news. Ashbakeh, if I leave him, the Ezel, I just go inside without him. The king asked me to do something, I didn't do it. It's a zilzel. So what do you do? Okay, you never need to do tchias amesim. You know, it's good to have that in your back pocket. Veshadre, and he sent him inside. Omar, so says Antoninus. Okay, fine. I know even the smallest of your rabbis could do tchias amesim, but do me a favor. I still don't want anybody here. You know, so please, you know, but again, one of the stories of Chias Amesim in Shas. Kol Yom Avim Mishamish the Rebbe, every day, Antoninus used to serve Rebbe. Machile, Mashkile, feed him, give him to drink. Yavibazi Rebbe, Lamesik, Lapuria, Havigochen, Kamipuria. When Rebbe wanted to get into bed, he used to bend down so that Rebbe could go on top of him. Right? Like we learned from Rebbe Tarfin and his mother. But he used to bend down. Amarle Saki Lavai Lapuria, please step on me to go onto your bed. Omar says, Rebbe, La Baruch Arul is Alzuli, but Malchusa Kulehai. It's. I don't want to. It's a bizayon to be mezalzel in the Malchus. Omar, mi simeni matza tachtech to Olam Haba. I would just love to be a mattress for you in Olam Haba, something that you sit on. So you know what? This is my greatest pleasure for you to walk on top of me. Amarle, and he asks him, Asinu Alma de Asi. He asks Rebbe, am I going to Olam Haba? Right, one of the sources in Shas for Tzadikei Umos Olam. Amarle, in yes. You go on Olam Haba, Amarle. Antoninus was a bucky in Tanakh. The Haksiv, lo yes, sarid la basia Esav. Ovadia said there's nobody from the house of Esav, Rome, me, that's going to Olam Haba. But Osa Maisa Esav. It's only if you follow Esav's actions. Tanya Nami Hachi, the Brisa also says, lo yes, sarid la basia Esav. Yachol lakol, tabal omar la basia Esav, but Osa Maisa Esav. Amarle, Vaksiv. Antoninus is not happy yet. Convinced. Vaksiv. Shama Edom Milacheha, Vakona Sieha, Shama, there in Gehenna will be Edom, its kings and all the princes. Amarle Malacheha, Velokal Malacheha. Kona Sieha, Velokal Sareha. Don't worry, I have you covered. Tani Namihachi, Malacheha, Velokal Malacheha, Kona Sieha, Velokal Sareha. Malacheha, Velokal Malacheha, Prat, Antoninus Ben Asviris, he's excluded, he goes to Olam Haba, Kona Sieha, Velokal Sareha, Prat, Lekitia Bar Shalom. And once we're on the topic, Kitia Bar Shalom, he's also going to Olam Haba. Who's he? As follows. Kithiyah bar Shalomai, he. What's that story? Tahuke Saradavi son of Lehudai. There was a certain Caesar that hated the Jews. Armalu lachashivi de malchusa, mishalalo nima baraglo yikten of yichye, o yanichene mitzire. He says to his government, I have a question. If somebody has an infection on his foot, should he amputate his foot to save his life or not do anything and let it infect the whole body? He was saying the Jews are an infection. Right, so again, it goes back all the way to Paro, but throughout history, that's what we're called. Amrlo, they say, what do you mean? Yikten aviyachya, cut it off, get rid of the Jews. Amrlo, Katiya bar Shalom says, Chada delo yachlus lahu lakulu. First of all, you're not going to be successful. The Jews aren't in one spot. Dechsiv, ki kar baruchas hashamayim, perasi eschem, Hashem spread them out. My comma, what does that pasuk mean? Ilema divadarta hom bedalad ruchos, that he spread them out in four different directions of the globe. Hai ke arba ruchos, le arba ruchos mi boile. It should be to the four directions. Ella, rather, it's as follows. Kishem shi yefshal olam below ruchos, kach yefshal olam below Yisrael. Right? There's always going to be some Jews, Master Caesar. So, you might as well not try. The ode, karu lecha malchus akatiyah, they're going to call you a cut-off malchus, that you cut off part of your population. So Amalei the Caesar says, okay, Mamer Shaper Kamed, you're right. You got me. Miyu called a Zachi Lamalka Shadilei Lekumunya Chalila. But, sorry, but if you best the king, then you're Chai Misa. Right? You have to be thrown into the circular room. What does that mean? Rashi says it's full of sand. It's probably like quicksand. right? Others say the Rabbeinu Hananel says it's like a furnace. But either way, I'm sorry, but you're chayav misa. Kadavi noktin leva azlin, as he's being taken out. Amr lehu metrinisa, some woman says, vai leila ilfa da azla lo michsa. Woe to the boat that's gonna go and not have enough money to pay the toll. What does that mean? It means that you're most an effort for these Jews. You don't even have a bris mila. You don't even have your ticket in. Nafal al resha de urla, so what do they do? Nafal al resha de urla sa kata. What did he do? Somehow, very unusual, as he was being led out to be killed, there was some sharp rock, and he was able to give himself a bris mila, and he says, Omar Yavis Michsi, I paid my taxes, Chavis V'Avis, now I can go in. All the Achronim wonder here, was this a Gerus? Was this, there was no Tefillah? Was the Tefillah after? Maybe this is enough, even without being a Jew, if somebody has Mila and he connects to Jews, that's enough for Avram Avinu to save you from Gehenim. No big discussion halachically on this story. Kika Shadile, Omar, when they were throwing him into the oven, or the death. Amar, kol nechasa la Rabbi Kiva v'chaverav. All my property go to Rabbi Kiva and his friends. Yes, Rabbi Kiva v'darash. Rabbi Kiva says, oh, so how much to me, how much to my friends? V'hila Aaron l'banav, ulubanav, mechsa Aaron, mechsa l'banav. As we know from Halacha and Hilchas Kohanim. Yatsa baskol v'yamra. The first baskol, we're going to have three of these over the next 10 blot. Yatsa baskol v'yamra. Ketir bar shalom mezuman l'chai ha'olam haba. He's going to Olam Haba. The Ben Yoyada says his parents had Ruach HaKodesh when they named him. Ketia, from the word cut, right? Which is about the last day of his life. They had special Siyata D'Shemaya. Bacha Rebbe Yamar, Yishkona Olamo B'sha Achas, Yishkona Olamo B'kama Shanim. There are those that, you know, serve the Arkona, their Olam in one moment, and some their whole life. We mention often, why did Rebbe cry when he said this? Not because he was jealous that he got it in a moment, but because he realized the potential of every second of life. Bacha Rebbe realizes this ketiyah got it in a moment, and we have to use every second that we can. And just finishing up, Antoninus Shimshei L'Rebbe, Adarkan Shimshei L'Rav. Kishachem Antoninus, Amar Rebbe Nisparda Chavila. Right, it's now the thing is, the rope has been open, and there's no more protection. Kishachem Adarkan, Amar Rav Nisparda Chavila. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Okay, then tomorrow's daf, Unkelus, the Unkelus day in Shas. On tomorrow's daf, again, we'll put up the next two from the last cycle, and B'Hashem, we will continue.